From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been a bad day for the FBI. The Justice Department's Inspector General released a scathing report about how the Bureau gets private information about people in the U.S. using requests called National Security Letters. The report says the FBI broke the law and violated its own guidelines in many different ways. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
It was a day of contrition for FBI Director Robert Mueller.
I am to be held accountable.
And vindication for ACLU Director Anthony Romero.
It's clear that this part of the Patriot Act has been abused.
The Inspector General report that came out this morning listed all kinds of ways that the FBI has broken the rules for national security letters. Those are the documents that the FBI uses to force businesses to hand over customer information. Companies that get national security letters aren't allowed to tell anyone about it. Today's report says tens of thousands of NSLs have been filed in the last few years, more than ever being used on U.S. residents, and according to Inspector General Glenn Fine, many of the violations were serious.
There was, in my view, significant and widespread problems in the FBI's use of national security letters. It was not just one thing.
For example, the FBI told Congress that it had sent out about 20% fewer national security letters than it actually had. Sometimes the FBI sent exigent letters demanding information immediately because of an emergency, and the Inspector General found 700 instances where it was not an emergency, or where the FBI failed in other ways to follow the rules for exigent letters. Sometimes the FBI got information it wasn't allowed to have, and they kept it. Or the Bureau filed national security letters in cases that had no national security interest at all. Inspector General Fine.
We found that in many cases it was the result of sloppiness, mistakes, confusion, inadequate training, inadequate oversight. All of those are unacceptable, but we did not find that there were intentional misuses of the statute.
This morning, FBI Director Mueller tried to quell the uproar over the report.
I'm particularly concerned about the findings in the report that indicate that we did not have appropriate policies in place, and in other areas where we did have appropriate policies, we did not adhere to them in using this important tool.
Even the Inspector General said national security letters are an important tool for the FBI to catch terrorists. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez echoed that sentiment in a speech to the International Association of Privacy Professionals here in Washington.
During the discussion of the reauthorization of the Patriot Act, I believed that the FBI was acting responsibly in using national security letters. Because of the good work of the IG, I've come to learn that I was wrong. Undoubtedly, some will argue that the FBI should forfeit its authority to use this tool. Instead, I would urge patience.
He said many new policies are being implemented, and some are already in place to fix the problems that the Inspector General identified. Nearly everyone commended the IG's work today, although the Bush administration initially objected to the changes in the Patriot Act that gave the Inspector General the authority to do this annual report. Privacy advocates such as Romero of the ACLU said today's report confirmed some of the fears they've had all along about national security letters, or NSLs.
The fact that they're self-executing warrants, that's the most troubling part of NSL, is the fact that there is no judge who signs off on that request for information. And what you find as a result of that is the misuse and abuse of the NSL powers.
He called on Congress to undo the part of the Patriot Act that gave the FBI more freedom in this area. Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill said they were very troubled by today's report. Even some of those who supported giving the FBI this authority in the first place, such as Arizona Republican John Kyle.
It shakes my confidence in the organization, which is given a very important power. And when significant and important powers are given to public officials, there's an obligation to use those powers very carefully.
Several senators said there will be hearings. At least one Republican, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, said they may have to go farther and change the law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.